BBC News with Marion Marshall. An internal World Health Organization document has blamed the UN agency for botching efforts to stop the spread of Ebola in West Africa. The draft report said the agency had been too slow to act because of a lack of information and incompetent staff. Imogen Folks has this report.
The Director General of the WHO has now admitted she was unhappy when she learned just how big the Ebola outbreak was. A clear indication the organisation knows something has gone badly wrong. The WHO is facing financial cutbacks. Perhaps with Ebola, its officials feared accusations of overreacting. Critics also claim the WHO is bureaucratic, with little communication between its offices in Africa and headquarters in Geneva. Reacting to the charges, a senior WHO official said there would be an investigation into the Ebola crisis, but not until the outbreak was over.
The military in Nigeria says it's agreed a ceasefire with the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. However, there's been no word so far from the militant group. Will Ross sent this report from Lagos.
The Chief of Defence Staff, Alex Bade, gave very few details but said a ceasefire agreement had been struck with Boko Haram. A senior official in the presidency told the BBC that as part of the deal, the 219 abducted schoolgirls would be freed by Boko Haram, although he said there would be more talks to work out exactly how they'd be released. This is a very surprising development, as Nigerian officials had not even given any indication that negotiations were taking place.
The BBC has found evidence of a well-established slave trade in southern Thailand, with Bangladeshi men being sold into servitude. Our Southeast Asia correspondent, Jonathan Head, reports.
Local officials on Thailand's Andaman coast were alerted to the plight of these men by villagers who'd spotted them being moved between their jungle camps. Two groups were rescued in the past week, totaling 134. They described being lured from their hometowns in Bangladesh by the promise of better jobs, then being drugged, tied up, and packed onto a boat bound for Thailand. There they were held by armed guards who planned to sell them into slavery, probably on fishing boats or plantations. Some of those guards have been caught, but officials say this slave trade is run by more powerful figures in Thailand who have yet to be challenged by the authorities.
Kiev says there's been no final agreement in talks about Russian gas supplies to Ukraine. However, the Russian President Vladimir Putin said some progress had been made, a view echoed earlier by his Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko, who said a deal had been struck on the outline of a contract to end the dispute over unpaid bills. Their talks are part of negotiations between Mr. Putin and European leaders over the conflict in eastern Ukraine. World News from the BBC. Angry clashes between police and democracy protesters have continued late into the night in Hong Kong. Reports speak of chaotic scenes as police used pepper spray and batons to force back thousands of protesters as they gathered in the Mong Kok district. Several were seen being led away by police. They'd been trying to retake an area the authorities had partially cleared earlier on Friday. The Polish authorities have arrested two men on suspicion of spying for Russia. Adam Easton reports from Warsaw.
Until now, officials have refused to identify the country the men were allegedly spying for. Prosecutors have still only revealed that one of the detained men is an officer serving in the Polish military, while the other is a lawyer based in Warsaw. The Polish media, however, has reported that the officer is a colonel working for the Ministry of Defence, and that the lawyer has dual Polish and Russian citizenship. The case is likely to further strain relations between Warsaw and Moscow, which have become considerably more difficult following Poland's condemnation of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Turkish prosecutors have dropped a high-profile corruption case that led to the resignation of three ministers. Reports said a lack of sufficient evidence and problems in collecting the evidence meant the charges against 53 people could not be stood up. The case focused on allegations that the sons of two government ministers had organised the giving and taking of bribes. The Congress in the Mexican state of Guerrero has impeached the mayor of the town of Iguala, who's sought by the authorities on organised crime charges. The mayor, José Luis Abarca, is suspected of involvement in the disappearance of 43 students during demonstrations in the town 3 weeks ago. The mayor and his wife left the town the day after the disturbances and haven't been seen since. Thousands of protesters marched in the city of Acapulco in Guerrero State, demanding the safe return of the students. BBC News.